Hey everybody, welcome back to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. My name is Sam, and on today's episode, we are going over season 7, episode 25, called Heaven Sent, and it premiered on April 9th, 1997. So this one starts out, and Mariah is in Beverly Hills to visit and stay at the Walsh House. If you don't remember who Mariah is, Mariah was on the very first episode of this season. She and Brandon connected, became friends, and now she's back 25 episodes later, because it's episode 25, to stay with the Walshes. Why is she staying at the house? Thanks to Brandon's awesomeness, she was so inspired when she met him that she went to New York and wrote a book. And now she is in town for a New Age festival and will be speaking about guardian angels, because that's, I guess, what her book is about. Mariah meets Steve, Claire, Kelly, and Tracy. And for some reason, Tracy doesn't like her or something. It's very weird. It seems there's no reason why, but she doesn't. And I think maybe Kelly is very nice to Mariah, and that Mariah knows about Kelly, so that's why she doesn't like her. But like, chill out, Tracy, it's not that deep. It's the day of Rob's new movie premiere, and Valerie, who's officially his new manager, assures him that it'll do well since the buzz is so good. I think it's funny she's his manager. Like, with what experience? What experience does she have? She runs a club? Well, maybe. But does she know? She knows nothing about the film industry and being a manager for someone. I don't know. Anyways, Tracy makes breakfast for the gang, but Kelly and Mariah have already left to go to the beach. Tracy tells Brandon that she feels like their little trip to Hong Kong has brought their relationship to a new level. She'd like him to talk to her, you know, the way he talked to Mariah in Texas, I guess, because he opened up his heart and, I don't know, was open with her, whereas, like, I guess he's not that open with Tracy, or it's, he doesn't like you that much. It's probably really what it's all about. At the beach apartment, David asks Claire for help, thinking of something special to do for Donna on their date the next night. Claire tells him that Donna mentioned that David doesn't cook, so David decides to change that and serve Donna dinner for Donna in a lifeguard tower. Kelly and Mariah talk about New York, and Kelly admits that she's been thinking about moving back there after graduation. She spent a summer there modeling, so I guess she loves New York and would want to live there, which I actually do think, and this is maybe someone who, just because I live here, whatever, but I think personally, everyone, 20s is probably the best time to do it. I think everyone should live in New York City once in their life. Yes, it's really ridiculously expensive, but I think that you do it for like a year, I think it's worth it. I think it's something everyone should do. Anyways, but yeah, so she was talking to her about possibly moving back there after graduation. Mariah thinks that she probably really wants to do it more to kind of distance herself from Brandon, which could be true, but they're graduating. I don't know. I guess she's got it bad for him. Rob's doing some woodworking at his house because he's so normal, so don't forget that he's not your typical movie star. He's a guy who likes to do woodworking. He and Valerie hear someone on the radio talking about how hot he is, but that the movie Adam's Children sucks. Valerie tells Rob to toughen up. He's like, I am tough because I build stuff, see? but I don't know. He's boring. He's hot, but he's boring. That's why Valerie likes him. He's hot. Mariah is speaking at CU, telling a story about getting mugged right when she arrived in New York, because obviously that's what happens when you come to New York. So 5 seconds ago when I told everyone to live here, remind yourself you're going to get mugged. I don't know anyone that's ever been mugged. It's a reputation New York has. I've never really honestly felt unsafe here ever. So I just find that funny. The whole reputation that New York has. I mean, yeah, you see homeless people, and you know, you'll have like maybe a stranger come and say something to you, like they walk around the train singing and dancing and asking for money, but you don't really have to get into it with them, and they're not, I don't know. Anyways, I just find that funny. But anyway, she's telling a story about getting mugged right when she got to New York, but then having everything returned to her by a guy she thinks was her guardian angel. I don't know. That's just what she's talking about, guardian angels. Afterwards, Raya offers Brandon, Kelly, and Tracy tickets to a concert the next night. Brandon accepts, even though it means, I don't know, Tracy's like, oh, thanks, but we can't really go because we have plans. So she's really not into Mariah at all, and this concert or whatever. She's not feeling it in any way, shape, or form, which, whatever, her choice, to each his own. Steve bugs David about cooking for Donna, who isn't sure she can go on their dates, and she's struggling to keep up with this fashion class she's having. She doesn't get why their date is so important since she and David are together so much anyways. Whatever. He convinces her to skip Rob's premiere to study, so the next night she'll be free for their date. So he's very, I don't know why, but he's very insistent about doing this cooking thing or whatever. At Rob's premiere, Tracy tells Valerie that Kelly is skipping the party to go to get her aura read with Mariah. It's funny, this Val, all of a sudden Tracy just like hates Kelly, so she and Valerie have this like friendship. I think it's just really funny. But they're kind of like making fun of them. Claire also skips to work on a paper, though Steve talks to her from the premiere and pressures her to come and take a break because all these celebrities are there. Apparently it's like some big movie career. As she's considering it, she spills coffee on her computer and loses her paper. That's what happens in the 90s, I guess. Now it wouldn't happen. But because everything's in the cloud. But not so much in the 90s. So she obviously can't go anymore because her paper that she was working on is gone. Rob mopes at the premiere because, you know, that's what he does. He's struggling with fame and business, blah, blah, blah. He's upset that some of the attendees seem to think the movie's dumb. And that's the general consensus. The general consensus is the movie sucks, but Rob is great. So he's good, but the movie sucks. Okay. Apparently, in fact, the movie is so bad that it's not getting the big release that it was going to do. Valerie tries to convince Rob what's important is that he got a good reception, which is true. I mean, he seems very concerned, though, about the actual movie. Like, he seems to care so much about the movie and all that stuff, but I don't know. Claire tries to salvage her computer, blaming Steve for the disaster because he distracted her, and also because she blames Steve for everything, right? She's just, I don't know. The premiere attendees move on to a party at the After Dark, where Valerie tells Rob he doesn't have to defend the movie to anyone. He can just tell people how great the experience was and how he can't wait to do another film. She's actually right. So maybe I take back what I said about her not being a good manager, or not that she's, I didn't say she wasn't good. I just said she has no idea what she's doing. But she does give good advice here, but of course he ignores it, telling the interviews, you know, people that were interviewing him, that his co-stars should be recognized for all their hard work. And then he storms off because he has no idea how to handle this business, and he doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know. Rob maybe is not cut out for this business. That's what it seems like. He's taking this movie very personal when he got the good reception. So what's, you know, what are you crying about? David Cook's at the Peach Pit, trying to get some help from Nat. Donna calls to cancel the date because she spent a lot of her time studying, helping Claire with the computer. He's also like about to blow up the Peach Pit after dark, so he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And she also doesn't understand why he's so upset about canceling. She's like, what is the big deal? Which, it makes sense. Like, what is the big deal? She doesn't think that, I mean, they could postpone. Like, they could do this another night, I think, in her mind. Why does it have to be this night? At the Walsh's, Mariah tells Brandon that he and Kelly are a lot alike. They are grounded in reality, but want something different than what they have. By which she means, obviously, each other. Brandon tells her that they're just friends and have accepted that, and Mariah seems to disagree. So Mariah's kind of trying to play a little part here, or maybe trying to do a little bit of, I don't know, hooking these two up. Rob tells Valerie that he doesn't like the person Hollywood is turning him into, so he's leaving show business. He is not turned into anything, right? Just throwing it out there. He's been the same person. I think it's just he does not have... I don't know why he was ever interested in doing movies. It seems like he hates it, so I don't know. Valerie reminds him that he found success where millions of people would basically beg to have what he has. He isn't happy. He doesn't care how much work Valerie's put into helping him. She's just like everyone else in LA who wants a piece of him. And Valerie refuses to let him out of their contract. And then Rob fires her and repeats that he's leaving. So this storyline is coming to an end, and I'm not upset about it. Donna tells Claire that she's worried about David because of the way he's acting when she, you know, told him to cancel plans. Maybe she's thinking something's going on with him. You remember a few months ago he had some issues, manic, you know, behavior. She's nervous, but Claire says that she'd prefer that, you know, that she'd prefer him to her boyfriend, because obviously, you know, but she says he's not crazy. Don't worry. Steve shows up with a removable hard drive, and a data recovery file. He spent the morning with the computer geeks learning how to recover her paper. So her paper's restored. She's all happy, and he's like, great, I'm out. And she can't yell at him because something, you know, he wasn't even his fault. Like, come on, Claire, don't be a poop head. At CUTV, Brandon reviews Tracy's footage about the New Age Festival, which Tracy clearly thinks is dumb. Brandon accuses her of being jealous because Mariah and Kelly have been become so close. Tracy admits that she feels like they're ganging up against her. I don't even think they're talking to her, so I don't understand how they're ganging up against her. But he thinks that she's like just slamming the festival on Mariah because she's jealous. She also mentions that Kelly recently told her to her face that she's still in love with Brandon, so she has a reason to be paranoid. Fair. But I don't think it has anything to do with Mariah. Yes, Mariah may be trying to get them back together, But again, she has nothing to do with it. And they're definitely not ganging up on her. So, I don't know. At the beach apartment, Donna urges Claire to apologize to Steve. David calls her frantically, summoning her to the After Dark. Donna obviously worries again that he's mentally unstable. Claire says he's not. Valerie complains to Brandon about her issues with Rob, who she says is too nice. That is true. Brandon invites her to the concert with Mariah and Kelly since Tracy is skipping it. But she wants to mope because Rob dumped her. When Donna gets to the After Dark, she finds that David set their little, you know, set up their dinner there instead of a beach, you know, lifeguard tower. He explains why the date is so important to him. Apparently, 5 years ago today, he first told her he loves her, and he wants to them to remember where they started before they look into the future. So I guess it has a romantic or special thing. Good memory that he even remembers that. But anyways, Brandon, Kelly, and Steve go to the Harp concert. This is definitely not something I would be remotely interested in when I was in college. But I mean, Kelly had Dave cosplay her fucking birthday party. So they're into lame things, I guess. Kelly's in a good mood, I guess. Steve gets a surprise delivery of flowers and apology note from Claire, who shows up in a completely inappropriate outfit for the kind of event that this is. Rob then goes to the Walsh's to say goodbye to Valerie, who says that she's not fine. She's fine not managing him, but she wants him to stay. But he's going back to Indiana because he wants to do normal woodworking thing, enjoys life out of the spotlight. He doesn't think that she'd want to be with him if he weren't, if he were just a carpenter anyway. And you know what, Rob? You are 100% right. She wouldn't want to be with you. She'd have no interest in you because, I mean, you're hot, but she would not want to date you. Money matters to Valerie. We know that. After the concert, Steve, Claire head off together, since they're happy and whatever, leaving Brandon and Kelly alone. She's cold, so naturally, he gives her his jacket. And I guess they have a little bit of a moment here, and they kiss. They're kissing each other. He apologizes, which isn't kind of what you want to hear, I guess, after a kiss. But they quickly kind of separate. But they walk in the opposite directions. He looks back at her when she's not looking. She looks back at him when he's not looking. And then the episode ends. So seems like Brandon and Kelly are heading in that direction, which I like because I am a fan of Brandon and Kelly. So that is where the episode ends. Fun facts and tidbits. So unfortunately, I do not really have anything to bring to this. I don't have a spotlight. I would have done, in theory, probably Mariah, but I did hers at the beginning of the season. There was no one else worth doing for this episode. So I got nothing. The only thing was there was a song called Dance of the Lambs by Kim Robertson, and that's all I got. Sorry, boring. Till next time. Hopefully I have more for you next time. Thank you all for listening to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. On the next episode, we are going over season 7, episode 26, called The Long Goodbye. And I will have a special guest, possibly two, joining me for that episode. So thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.